At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, October 21st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the primetime showdown and the second game of a doubleheader for college football tonight. Some Friday night lights. This is an 8 p.m. game Eastern time between UAB and Western Kentucky. This game will be played on CBS Sports Network, and currently Western Kentucky is listed as a very short 1.5-point home favorite, with a total of 58.5. Now, going into this matchup, UAB comes in with a 4-2 record. UAB has won two straight games. They're coming off a win over Charlotte, 34-20. Meanwhile, Western Kentucky, 4-3 record. They'll be at home tonight, the short favorite. They're coming off a win over MTSU, 35-17. Now, what we've seen from this game, very notable, is a line move toward UAB. This game actually opened Western Kentucky listed as a short 2.5-point home favorite. We've actually seen this line fall down to 1.5. Now, this is notable because Western Kentucky is the big public play tonight. Western Kentucky is getting 71% of bets at DraftKings using our VSiN.com bet splits. So you kind of have to step back and ask yourself, if 7 out of 10 bets are taking Western Kentucky here, then why did Western Kentucky open as a 2.5-point favorite and fall down to a 1.5-point favorite? Normally, if a team is getting 70% of bets like Western Kentucky here and you open minus 2.5, you should probably get bet up to minus 3, minus 3.5, minus 4. But actually, the opposite has happened here. The fact that UAB is only getting 29% of bets in their favor, yet the line is moving in their direction, that tells us that you're taking in some sharp respected money on UAB plus the points, causing this line move toward UAB. Now, UAB would match one of the longest and easiest grinder systems here in college football in terms of a betting system, short road dogs. Short road dogs getting plus 4 or less. If you look at the last decade or so, short road dogs getting plus 4 or less, 54% ATS. You're not setting the world on fire here, but it's been kind of a grinder system that's done pretty well with a big sample size. And the thought process is, hey, if you're a short road dog getting 4 or less, you know, typically we're giving 3 points for home field advantage. That kind of means that on a neutral site, you're pretty much two even teams here. So if you kind of think through or kind of think yourself through kind of what that line means, that short favorite at home, it means that on a neutral site, it's more of a pick 'em type game. So that's kind of the angle here. Taking the points of these short road dogs has been profitable historically. And again, UAB only getting around a third of bets, yet the line's moving in their favor. Looks like some respected money grabbing the points with UAB. Now, also, we've seen some money hit this over. The total opened at 57.5. It's some bet up now to 58.5. Some shops are juiced up, like it may even go higher to 59. You're looking at right now 75% of bets, but 85% of the money taking the over. So it looks like a little bit of a pro and Joe matchup here toward the over, expecting a high scoring game. And that makes sense. We have two pretty good offenses here. Western Kentucky averaging 40 points a game and UAB averaging 35 points a game. So some movement here toward UAB and some movement toward the over in this 8 o'clock college football showdown tonight.
Best of the rest.
Now for the best of the rest, let's go to that early game in tonight's doubleheader in college football, Tulsa and Temple. This game kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, and this game will be played on ESPN2. This is a big American Athletic Conference showdown, and currently Tulsa is listed as a 13-point road favorite with a total of 52.5. Now both these teams are looking to snap losing streaks. Both teams have struggled, looking to get closer to 500 here. Tulsa is 2-4. They've lost 3 straight games, and they actually just lost to Navy 51-21, and they were a 4.5-point road favorite in that one, and you get blown out by 30. Meanwhile, not much better for Temple. They're also 2-4. They've lost 2 straight, and they just got crushed by UCF 70-13, and they were a 23.5-point road dog in that one, didn't come close to covering. Now, what we've seen in this matchup is some movement toward the favorite. Some money looks to be laying the chalk here. Tulsa opened as a 12-point favorite on the road. They've now been bet up to minus 12.5, now minus 13. And you're seeing some shops even creep up possibly to minus 13.5. So you're still kind of under the key number of 14. It'll be noticeable to me if we do get to 14, will there be any buyback on Temple? But as of now, there's really been no buyback. All movement has been toward laying the points with Tulsa, expecting a win by 2 touchdowns or more. Currently 62% of bets, but 68% of the money is laying the points here with Tulsa. So kind of telling us, a moderate public ticket count here, but a little bit more respected money. Tulsa's offense is really the advantage you'd be thinking of tonight. Tulsa's averaging 33 points a game. Temple has been really, really, difficult here for them to find any points. Temple is only averaging 15 points a game. So Tulsa putting up 33, Temple just 15. Also, you have a rest advantage for Tulsa. Tulsa last played on the 8th of October versus Temple, who played on the 13th of October. So we have a line move toward Tulsa, minus 12 to minus 13, a little more than half the tickets and a little more money there. You also have a offensive advantage and a rest advantage. So line movement and liability leaning toward Tulsa. Also the total, we have seen some under money hit this one. The total opened at 52.5, and currently 70% of bets are taking the over. just kind of seeing a moderately low total in college, 52.5. It's funny, 52.5 in football, in the NFL, that's a pretty high total. In college, that's really not very high. So public seems like feels like that thing's going to go way over. However, despite 70% of bets on the over, this line has actually kind of stayed where it's at. A bit of a line freeze here. Open 52.5, stayed 52.5. And if you look at the juice, some books are 52.5 under minus 115, minus 120, like it may get down to 52. So again, that's notable because public's on the over. You'd have a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split to the under. Only 31% of bets on the under, but 61% of the money, which does break down to a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split toward a low scoring game. For the next best of the rest tonight, let's go to a big Major League Baseball postseason matchup. This is game three of the NLCS between the San Diego Padres and the Philadelphia Phillies. Series is tied 1-1. We saw the San Diego Padres lose the opener, but then come back. They're actually down big, scored seven runs to come back and win in just frenetic fashion there in game two to tie up this series 1-1. Currently on the series price, pretty much a pick'em type number, slight majority or slight lean here to San Diego. Tied 1-1, San Diego is minus 115 to win the series, Philly minus 105. In the matchup for tonight at 7:30, 7 p.m. Eastern time, we have San Diego as a very short minus 110 road favorite, Philadelphia around even money plus 100 at home, and a low total of 7.5. Now, for the pitching matchup today, we're going to get Joe Musgrove, the righty for San Diego, who's gone 10-7 with a 2.93 ERA this year. He'll be opposed by Ranger Suarez, the lefty for Philly, who's 10-7 with a 3.65 ERA. Now, we have seen a little bit of movement towards San Diego, very, very slight here, but the Padres did open around a pick'em play, around minus 105 both sides here, and now the Padres are up to minus 110. Some shops even a little higher, touched as high as like Padres minus 115. Now, that's notable because public's right down the middle. They don't know what to do here. It's 50-50. You know, they respect San Diego. Also, Philly's at home. How do you not take this Philly's team of destiny at home? Pretty much at an even number. But split ticket count down the middle, theoretically, if the tickets are even, the line really shouldn't move at all. So anytime you see a split ticket count, yet a line move, telling you a little more respect and money causing that move. So it looks like slightly towards San Diego here. Again, a minus 105 up to around a minus 110 or minus 115. A little movement toward the Padres. Now, keep an eye on the total in this one as well. It opened at a very low 7.5. And now it's 7.5 under minus 115, under minus 120. So we're starting to see some liability show up toward this under. Could be getting down to 7 if you do like a low-scoring game here. Probably want to get that 7.5 now before it does fall to 7. Right now you have 62% of bets on the over, yet liability under. So again, if majority of bets are taking the over here, expecting 8 runs or more, shouldn't we be juicing up the over? Shouldn't it be creeping up to 8? No, it's actually juiced up under. Looks like it might be creeping down to 7. So a little bit of liability there possibly toward a low-scoring game in this really important game 3. It's going to be very nice in Philly tonight, 55 degrees. It's always sunny in Philadelphia, but wind will be blowing out very slightly, around 3 miles an hour. But weather really shouldn't be an issue here. But again, small movement towards San Diego, little liability here toward the under in Game 3 of the NLCS. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Now for Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to go to the NBA card for tonight. We have 11 games overall. The season just kicked off, but there's one game in particular that caught my eye for a play on the total, and it is the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, and I will be taking the over 219.5 in this game. So looking toward this matchup here right off the bat, we have seen line movement toward the over. This total opened at 217, quickly got steamed up to 218. Now it's up to 219. So kind of that overnight number getting released here. Looks like sharps who maybe modeled the game or have set their own numbers for this matchup, they said, hey, that 217 is a little bit low. Let's hit this over, cause this thing to rise. So right off the bat, that 217 up to 219, notable to me because it's been consistent here toward the over with pretty much no buyback. You have seen in terms of totals, we have started 9-7 to the under so far this year. So you have seen unders do slightly better, yet this one's getting steamed up over. Now, aside from just this line move to the over, if you look back toward last year, one thing I like to do is look at ESPN Hollinger. If you are an analytics-based person and you like betting totals, some great information for free on ESPN Hollinger. Just Google it. It's kind of like a KenPom. If you bet college basketball, you know who I'm talking about. KenPom is a great analytics tool. Well, ESPN Hollinger is the same sort of thing. It'll give you tempo, offensive, defensive efficiency, a lot of different stat categories. So if you're betting totals, that's something that I like to look at for some more data. And if you look back toward last year, Boston was number 5 in offensive efficiency. Miami was number 10 in offensive efficiency. So these are two teams that are pretty good offensively in terms of their possessions and how often they score. Both teams are 1-0 to the over this year. We also kind of have a short spread over. So the Boston Celtics are a 2.5-point road favorite here. It really hasn't moved off the opener. But when I'm betting an over, I want a tight spread, a short spread. 2.5, 3, 4, basically less than 5. Because when you have a tight spread, that tells me that it could be back and forth. You could have maybe some overtime here with such a short spread. It's a tight game, so again, could benefit more to an over. You look at a team that's a big favorite of like minus 15 or more, typically you lean a little bit under because maybe you're up 20 points in the fourth quarter. You take your foot off the gas. You just want to get out of there, and maybe you have a low-scoring game, second half especially. But that short spread over, we have a line move to the over. We have two good offensive efficiency teams. Both teams 1-0 to the over this year. And then the last one will be Miami. Miami, believe it or not, you kind of think of them as a great defensive team, but last year they were your number 2 over team in the NBA. The over was 49-32-1 with the Miami Heat. That was a 61% over team last year. So you add it all up, I'll be sweating some points in this one. Give me the Celtics Heat over 219. Now for my other sweat of the night, I'm going to go back to one of those college football games for tonight. I'm going to look toward the Western Kentucky and UAB matchup, the 8 o'clock game here tonight, which will be on ESPN2. And I'm going to take a shot at the over in this one as well, guys. This one jumped out to me because right off the bat, line moved to the over, open at 57.5, now got bet up to 58.5. And I am seeing some 58.5s that are juiced up like it may get to 59. So you're seeing that movement toward the over. I mentioned the bet split here, 75% bets, 85% money on the over. So that kind of tells me it's both a pro and Joe over. I think it's a misconception, and sometimes you'll kind of get in the mindset of, hey, pros and Joes, they're always on different sides. You know, pros like Team A and, Joes like Team B. Pros would be professional bettors. Joes would be casual bettors, just kind of recreational casual bettors. But that's really not the case here. What pro and Joe means is that, the public and the sharps are on the same side, but it's probably not for the same reason. Maybe sharps have just, basically set their own numbers, and they have a better, maybe they have the total at 60 in this one. That's why they like the over. Meanwhile, the public likes the over, probably, just because these teams score a lot here. So, again, respected bettors or, sharps, wise guys, whatever you want to call them, they don't care what the public's doing. They're betting based on their own numbers. So they're not going to just be against the public just to be against the public. They're not going to be with the public. They don't really care what the public's doing. They're betting based on, again, their own internal data. So it does look like to me, pro and Joe over. Again, the bet split, the line move. Did mention, of course, Western Kentucky, 40 points a game, 35 points a game for UAB. Looking at total offense as well, 450 yards a game for UAB, 489 for Western Kentucky. And then kind of mentioned with that Celtics game in the NBA, short spread, back and forth, high scoring, maybe get overtime. Same thing here, UAB, Western Kentucky. I do lean UAB here, falling 2.5 down to 1.5 despite majority bets Kentucky. But do we get, again, some back and forth scoring? Do we get a tight game? Do we get, again, that back and forth causing us to put some points up on the board, and both teams kind of exchange scores here with two high scoring offenses? That's kind of the angle as well if you're looking toward this over. So give me the over. I got Western Kentucky UAB over 58.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, October 21st. Reminder, we have a big weekend ahead here. Huge weekend of college football and the NFL. If you are looking for great sports betting coverage, data, information, best bet picks, stats, splits, power ratings, everything you need to help you make the smartest bet that you can, just go to VSiN.com. We have some great information here. Sign up for our free newsletter. Great free info every single morning when you wake up with your bacon and eggs and your coffee. VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, you can follow us on Twitter for free at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Friday. Enjoy this big football weekend coming up here. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as the godfather of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, guys. Have a great weekend and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.